Hello, everybody. Back.
Welcome back to the
What's going
podcast.
on, Ruby?
Not much. I'm good. Happy New Year, everybody. This is our first episode of 2024. Is that true?
Pretty much.
Did we do one last week? I don't
Did
know.
we? I don't know.
But
Whatever.
it wasn't the New Year. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You were saying something earlier about your son Joey and how much he loves your wife,
Oh yeah, no, I was
his
just saying
mother.
he like absolutely like adore like if it like he looks at her like she is like the sun, you know, like. And I said to my wife, I was like, I wish somebody loved me as much as Joey loves you
Yeah,
know.
I want somebody to like look at me like
Yeah, like there's nothing you can do wrong. There's just like a total like unconditional fullness that he loves her with. And she told me that I can't accept love like that, you know, like that
my God, for real?
well, yeah, kinda, I guess,
And
you know.
do you find that like you think that's kind of true?
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
I think a guy could. I think if someone ever has treated me like that, I've been like, "Ew, what's wrong with you?" Like, that's so gross. But like, I
Really?
love people
Why?
a lot. Like, I think I don't know. I think I love people that
Well, and then she like continued to try to give me a hug, and I rejected her hug, and I was just like, you know what? I think you're
hard. That's so mean.
right. You know, I don't know, like, and I've just been thinking about it a lot. Like, do I, you know, because I think like there's an aspect of me that like I kind of always associated like I'm pretty like at peace with where I am in a sense. Maybe, I don't know. But I feel
Radical
like
self-acceptance. Like, yes, could we all be better or do like love ourselves more? Sure, but it's okay where you're at, like that kind of thing.
yeah, but like I don't know though. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm lying to myself, you know?
You
'Cause like I
want to
think
be more
like
open to love, is what you're saying.
yeah, I think
Oh,
so.
that's so sweet, actually. No, I agree with you because I think that like whenever I see those memes, I'm like, I know, I really do. But then when, like I said, when I have, had people in my life that like, I don't know, it's a little bit overwhelming though too. Like I imagine Colleen is like sometimes like, oh my God, I wish this kid would like where's your dad? Like go bother your dad,
Yeah, he won't.
Like
I don't know.
I mean, like and then, I'm a cat person. Like I have a cat and I think I have a cat because a dog would just like need too much for me and I'm just not. I mean, I've had a dog before, like a family dog, but we didn't, it wasn't like my dog. And I loved him and he was great. He passed away like last year. But I don't know, like it was, I loved, but he was so annoying to me. And he looks at everybody like they're the fucking sun and he just wants to be up in your business. He'll follow you around the whole house, like whatever you're doing, you're just like, get out from under me, dude. So it's like, do you really want that? Like, is that something like, because there's other, there's not so great stuff that comes with that.
Like what?
Like I'm saying, just like the annoying, like neediness. Like if you are that important to someone, they probably have really high expectations of you and they're probably like up in your space like more than
Yeah, but I was thinking about that. Like, that's isn't that your it's your projection. Like, if somebody
Yeah, no, I'm just saying
authentically
like
loves
there's
you
another
on
side to it.
Yeah, but I mean it's your issue
No,
because
it
it's
is for sure that I don't think I know how to accept that like level of
like if somebody authentically loves you for who you are, like, or I try to like accept people for who they are,
Yes. It's
like
hard.
it doesn't matter what you do,
I mean, I
right?
think if you're gonna like love somebody, you have to try to be unconditional about it. Which doesn't mean you can't criticize them or have issues with like the shit they do, but it just means like you you're not going to like judge them. You're not like trying to change who they are to fit what you think they should be. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like I read that book the last couple of days. What's the name of the book now?
I don't want to talk about it yet. I don't want to talk about it. I want to save it.
But, well, anyway, it's just interesting because the character, I feel like, feels so, like, just his overanalyzing of every, like, aspect of himself. And I just, the book really hit home because I was thinking about this thought about just, like, loving yourself. And you think about, like, everything you, like, nitpick. And you try to act like, I try to feel like I'm at peace with things. But it's like, if you're like nitpicking yourself apart, you're not really at peace.
Yeah. I mean, they say like you have to love yourself first. And like, if you truly love yourself and accept yourself for who you are, you can also give that to others. But I think it's, I kind of don't buy that. I think it's easier to be accepting and loving towards others than it is yourself. But I do think that if you can't like fully love yourself, you can't really accept, you can't accept more love from another person than you're willing to give yourself. You know?
I don't know though. Like I used to think that, but I don't know. Because I mean, it's like the other person, it's like you're not really responsible for them.
No.
Like if you hold yourself to a higher standard, like, I don't, to me, it's easy to love other people because, like, it's your life. Like, I can accept you for who you are because it's not my life.
It's not your business. No, that's what I'm saying. It's easier to love other people than it is yourself.
I know. I used to not agree with that, but now I think I'm moving.
No, I mean, I think I've always kind of felt that way, but that's not what people say. It's like, how can you love anyone else? You hate yourself. Like, yeah, that's true for some people. I think like they reject other people. They are ugly to other people because really they're like projecting their own self-hatred. Sure, that happens. I think for me, it's more like, I don't think I can really accept other people's love or acceptance of me any more than I do that for myself, right? Like, as if I am very self-critical and have a lot of self-doubt, and then someone comes in and thinks that I hung the moon and the stars, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know, I'm like, gosh, like, that's kind of gross, you know? Like, I don't know. It's the not accepting that level of love is harder if you're not accepting of yourself in the first place.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think you can, like, it's nice, it's validating, you can appreciate that someone accepts you, but ultimately, like, if you really want someone to look at you the way Joey looks at your wife, then, like, there's probably something going on with you, like, as far as how much you truly accept yourself and embrace like where you are with things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know though, because it's like, I don't know, you can't just like let yourself off the hook for being a fuck up either. You can't just be like, oh, I accept myself, it's okay. Like, yeah, you should forgive yourself, whatever, but you can't like, you can't just be like, oh man, like, I really just fucked everything up, whatever it is.
Yeah, but maybe you can. Like, I don't know. Like, I think, like, it's also, like, you know, I think it goes back to, like, what you think the basic reason for this existence is. Like, all right, like, I feel like deep down, I kind of really believe, whether, you know, obviously we're all have all this programming, but deep down, I believe like all this is for an experience. It's about, yeah, it's like a roller coaster ride, you know, like there's ups and downs, and like the ups and downs are only there to give like emotional validity or like validity or like for I'm trying to look for the right word, but like the emotional revenue, maybe, you know, and like it's just purely about experience. So like if you take it from that perspective, it's like you're only gonna get what's the word that novelty.
Okay, yeah,
you know, like you want these ups and downs because that's what makes it like if you, it's like the movie star who lived in their car, you know, it's like, you know, that intense swing is what makes the life experience so interesting, because it's like you are literally living out of your car and now you're flying around in private jets. Sure. You know,
for so the like people in the world that's happened to.
Yeah, so like so you know, the spectrum of figuring out how to love yourself, like bringing it to that, it's like if you don't have parents who maybe didn't show you love, or like you know, just like you're raised in a environment that's not conducive of love or self-worth or, you know, yeah, that stuff, you know, like when you do figure it out, it's going to be that much more of a grander experience.
Yeah.
So.
Like, yeah. Okay. I can see that. I mean, I do think it is about experience, and like, so even the bad things, even the mistakes you make, like even the big ones, like those are just experiences, and we don't have to attach this like judgment of like I say, like being a fuck up to it. But at the same time, like it's very hard to like break through the, you know, like, yeah, just the programming that you have to like always try to be better and always be striving to be perfect. And like, I think a lot of us got like these perfectionist tendencies, and it just doesn't really serve to be that way. But at the same time, when you try to be really accepting of yourself and like just be like, you know what, everything that happens to me is an experience, it's all just neutral, like it almost seems like you're letting yourself off the hook, where, and like, if we don't let people off the hook when they do something awful, you know, like, you know, like we put people in jail, like you can't just be like, well, that was my bad, it's okay, like, you know, the way we punish people in society, like cancel culture or whatever, or just the prison system, like we kind of apply that to ourselves, and we don't feel like we're worthy of forgiveness or like acceptance. It's just hard to figure out like where's the line, like where's the line between like accepting myself and.
Yeah, but like who really creates that line?
No, I know, that's what I'm saying. It's that it's not, there isn't one. It's
made up.
It's really, you're right, it's about experience, but at the same time, it's like really hard to not think in terms of being growing or healing or being better, like all of these words that we use, like, oh, you really have to heal this like damaged part of you, you were born a sinner, like, and Jesus died for your sins. We're really taught these like things from a very like from the beginning of our lives. You know, like,
yeah, but then that makes me realize that these things are just systems of like control and manipulation.
Yeah, no, exactly. I just think it's hard to like detach from that, and even saying like healing yourself and like working on yourself, like who wants to do fucking work? Like no one wants to work. Like,
yeah,
people just want to be silly and have fun. Like, like, yeah.
I know, I use the word work sometimes, a lot of times, but I think of like, when I think of work, it makes me think of like progression, you know? And I'm not saying that's right. I'm just saying, like, that's why I think work is just associating with like making progress.
But even progress, it's like that's such a like capitalist thing. Like, what if you don't make progress? Stagnancy is bad, right? Like,
Yeah.
and maybe sometimes things are stagnant because you're really meant to like sit with something, or I don't know. I had a conversation with a friend of mine, like about feeling stagnant, feeling like nothing, like they're in the same place they were at, like however many years ago. And that's not really the point, but just like everyone relates to that feeling of being like, wow, like have I gotten anywhere in all this time? Have I learned anything? Like, why am I still having the same fucking problems or whatever? And it's like, that's just like the wrong way to focus on it, because I think we all make quote unquote progress in different areas, and maybe like you're not progressing in one area because you're growing in another way. And to qualify it in those terms is very much like, you know, that's capitalistic. Like, you're a worker, you're supposed to produce something with your life, you're supposed to make the most of it, and doing that is to be constantly striving for more and doing more and being better. And like, I just don't know. I'm not saying that that you shouldn't strive to make progress. I'm just saying like the terms that we use, and that's just the language we have. Like, it's not our fault, but like if you think about what they really mean, it implies that like you are not enough now. It's not
Yeah.
enough now. So we have these contradictory ideas of, you know, you are enough, and then also you should be growing and healing. And it's like, okay, which one is it though? Like, which one is it? And who decides? I mean, it's you. You get to decide. But you know,
Yeah, well, I
yeah.
mean, what I think about too with all what you just said is like, if you I always try to like go back to the baseline of like where things stem from. And like even if you have like a Catholic upbringing or whatever, you know, God is everything. So if God is everything, then we're God. Right?
Yes.
Do you agree with that statement?
Yes, no, I do. We've hit this before. Like,
Yeah, okay. So what I'm saying is like if you think of like I'm trying to make the right metaphor on the whim of it, but like if you look at like on a movie as like a lifetime, you know, so like it's just an experience. You know, like you watch a movie and you experience like that life, the main character. You know, so now, like, if God is everything, like, and where you are, you personally are, is like your own individual movie. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to have a purpose, it's just a story.
I
So,
mean, I
like,
personally really like movies where nothing really happens, you know? Like I like a slow kind of, I don't need it to have like a definitive like story arc with a climax and a denouement, and like, you know what I mean? Like, I like when things are, I like when you're just kind of exploring someone's experience and, you know, learning about characters and like how they operate. Like, that's enough for me in like a movie or a TV show. But I think a lot of people would consider that boring. So maybe that's why like people, like in your life, you want to be able to say you did something like that is exciting, and like, or you want to have a story arc to it, when it's like maybe the story arc is just like exploring and like, you know, fucking around.
No, but I'm saying is like if you're God and it's just about the experience, right? There doesn't really necessarily need to be a progression. It's just like it's about having the experience. So like you, but I think that can tie back into like self-worth, because it's like, you're God and you came here to live this experience. So you kind of are who you are, and that's perfect. No?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that should be the truth, but we get conflicting messages, like I said, you know, about like, I don't know.
But that's what I want to get to, is like, why are they conflicting? Like, what's the truth?
I mean, the truth is probably it's both and not either or, I guess. Like, it's not about only making progress and growing, and also not just that, like, we're God and we're just here to, like, have experiences, and there's not really a good or a bad or a goal or a, you know.
Yeah, but then, like,
I think it's probably a little bit of both things more, like, because...
Because why?
It's like, because it's okay, because we are God, right? But we are also human. So we're both things. We can't just be God and we can't just be human. We're some combination of both. So while we are meant to experience things on like a energetic sort of, in a spiritual kind of sense, we also have to do human shit. And, yeah, you know, like, we also have to,
well, like... I think, like, that's what I think about, like, I think the human aspect, right? We were talking about, like, before, like, the emotional novelty, mm-hmm. is, like, I think the human aspect of us wants that emotional novelty, you know?
Like, to, like, experience, like...
Well, like, highs so, and lows kind so of... you attach to these ideas of, like... this is good and this is bad because, like, you want to feel things.
Yeah.
Like, if you had total enlightenment or awareness of, like, your God self, where you kind of didn't have an ego anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you wouldn't have this attachment to these feelings. You know what I'm saying? Right,
and that would be like, that would make for.
Well, it would make, I guess.
You'd probably not be a, like, you probably wouldn't be alive. You know, you'd be like dead or something. Like, the only way to not have an ego is to not exist. Like, your ego serves a purpose just as much as your sort of spirit does, or, you know?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, so. We attach to these ideas because that's what gives us the,
like, purpose and meaning or something.
Yeah. But really more about that is, like, it gives us the emotional novelty that we came here to experience. Right. So if we're coming from the spiritual realm where we are pure love or we're with God.
Yeah.
We don't have a contrast.
Yeah, no, that without the, okay, so you're saying, like, we have to experience other emotions besides just, like, the pure love, like, in the divine sense.
Yeah, so that's, like, why we came here to be separate or feel, yeah, separate.
To be able to, like...
That's where, like, you know, the story of Genesis is, like, we ate from the apple from the tree of knowledge.
Yeah.
So we became aware of a range of... awarenesses,
yeah, you know, there's duality. Like,
well, if you're in the Garden of Eden, you're with God, so yeah, you're experiencing the fullness, the pure love. So you eat and you know what it's like to be God. So God knows and has an awareness of everything. So how do you find awareness of everything? You have to experience it, right? So you come here and you have an experience.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I follow.
So the fullness of, like, being human is having contrast of a range of feelings.
Yeah, and that's why we have to, like...
That's why...
Yeah, that's why there's not, like, a good or a bad experience. It's, like, all... it's all just part of like being a person. And even the like, even, I mean, because he, I mean, I'm a person who's like totally okay with like the shitty, like miserable feelings, you know, like the, I mean, not totally okay, that's not true, but like, I think I wouldn't say I like feeling bad, but I think I'm curious about that. I know that there is, you know, good that comes out of the experience of grief, or there's good that comes out of the experience of like struggle and hardship, you know, like there's a lot to learn from that. There's a lot to like, you know, sort of, it wakes you up in a way to have these like really dark feel like emotional experiences, right?
And yeah, well, it makes you like
as important as, you know, falling in love, or you know, like feeling proud of something you accomplished. Like those are great, that's great, but they're just as fleeting. And I think we have like this sense of like we should feel happy all the time, or not all the time, but you know, people want, you know, would rather feel happy, and they're like, why do I only feel happiness in these like brief moments when the rest of the time, like, it just seems like I'm constantly struggling to get back to that place. And it's like, it's a lack of presence, it's a lack of being grounded, you know, like to be grounded is to know that like all things pass, and you might feel happy, but then you're going to feel shitty again, and then you're going to feel happy again. And, you know, like there's to know that it's just all like shifting all the time is, I don't know. It's like you said, it's about like, the novelty and like the experience of a range of emotion. I had a point, I think, but I lost it somewhere, and I'm not just keep talking to try to get back to it. I feel like I get what you're saying.
Well, I was thinking about like something that like stuck with me recently was like, I was driving home from work one night, and this guy hit me going like 100 miles an hour, rear-ended me, right? Mm-hmm. And I saw it coming, right? He was like flying. Well, you know, like you ever drive on the highway and...
I was like, making fun of your accent. You
saw?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're corny.
It's kind of Australian the way you said it. It was, it's saw. Like, yeah. It's...
Good day, mate.
That was not it.
Put another shrimp on the bobby.
No. I need to learn how to do accents. Like, that's a goal that I want to have. I'm like, I can hear it in my head, but I can't do it. But if you ask me to impersonate, like, Cher, or like
Cher,
a singer,
that's who your go-to impersonation is.
Like, she's got a very like specific, like she's a really easy, like, you know. But it's easier to, I think. I don't know. It's hard to do someone's voice, I think, for me. I can hear it, but I can't do it. I wish I could.
Yeah, I can.
I would like to be able to do impersonations, because I think, like, I have funny things to say, but I can't say it in their voice.
I feel like impersonations aren't that funny, though. Like, it's like the fast food of comedy. You know, it's like, don't get me wrong, it's funny when people can do it. Like, I don't know, you ever see that guy Frank Caliendo?
No,
he's like a comedian. He does people, or you know, Jesse Ventura is the governor. Jesse Ventura.
Yes. Okay. I was like, is he? Was he a wrestler?
He was a movie star, a wrestler. He was a Navy SEAL.
Right. So, yeah.
But, like, this guy Will Sasso does his impersonation, and it's so like dead on. I'll send it to you. He was on Theo Vaughn doing it. It was so funny.
Yeah, no, I like it when people are dead on. I wish I could do that. Or at least be able to do an accent, because I just think some things are funnier when you say it in an accent.
No, it is.
I just am like, I'm not really, like, yeah, never been something I've tried to do or tried to learn. I don't know.
You could do it right now if you want.
We're not going to do that. We're not doing that. I'm like way too embarrassed. And also, like, it's one thing to like, it's probably the kind of thing that I could only do if I was like doing it spontaneously and not thinking about it. But something about recording a podcast, I think this is why I like lose my train of thought a lot. Here,
Because
I like literally,
you're thinking
yes,
about doing
like, I'm literally like
impersonations.
fucking Dory.
Yeah.
I swear, but
So
it's like
I'm talking about the Garden of Eden, and you're like, oh man, I wish I could do my Cher impression right now.
it's really true. I have so many thoughts like going at the same time, and like if I go to look up one thing, and like say I go to look up a Wikipedia article, right? I read the first like paragraph, and something in that paragraph makes me think of something else. So I have to leave that page, go somewhere else, look
Doesn't
that up.
ever is that really ADHD though? I feel like that's how my
No.
brain
I'm just
works.
what happens is, and then I'm like, okay, well, in order to do this, like, you know, and then I'm like wanting to edit the Wikipedia article because it's wrong, and like, and then I'm like, you know, like I'm like maybe I should buy crypto, like, you know, like just it's like it's not just about like going from like thing to thing, but it's just I don't know, it's just it's like the. I couldn't ever explain to you how I got from here to there, but like there's just
Yeah,
I
but I don't understand why people think that's like a weakness. I think
don't know.
that's
Oh no,
like a.
I don't think it is, and I didn't say that it was. I
No,
didn't even
I'm not
say
saying you, but I'm just saying like you see like an ADHD meme every day, and it's like I think that's a superpower. It's like
it is a
your
superpower,
brain is
absolutely.
processing faster than most people.
Right, and it's just not conducive to being quote unquote productive in the traditional sense, because I went to look up this one thing and here I am an hour and 45 minutes later and I never got the answer to the first thing, and
Yeah, but I
now
feel like that's also
I'm
you're also being in the present moment because you're just following wherever you want to go instead
Yeah.
of
Well, what
like.
sucks is when you really want to find something out and you start doing like going through that like rabbit hole and you're somewhere else totally different and then you've forgotten what you originally like set out to find out. It's like and it's just disappeared. It's like somewhere off. Like and it
Yeah,
was
but maybe it
totally
wasn't that important though. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, no, probably not. It's never anything important usually. But I think I do know like Yeah, I think I agree with you though. It's kind of a superpower, and especially to be able to like skim something and like you know you can just like get to the point quicker. You're like, okay, I know, I get that. Like moving on, like that kind of thing. That's really fun to me to be like, you don't have to finish your sentence. I know what you're saying. Like
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I like that. But I think I don't know. It's not. Yeah, I think it's just. Not I think it's been like drilled out of us because it's not the most like productive or like you know it's I guess I'm on a kick about like everything being bad because of capitalism but or like every you know fucked everything up
Yeah, I mean, I don't
be like
know.
productive and like get shit done and really like maybe to you it doesn't look like I did anything, but in my mind, like I just learned like 15 new things and I can't wait to talk about it. Or, like to me, I feel like I accomplished something, but when someone's like, what did you do today? I'm like, nothing. Because it's not gonna mean anything to you. It's meaningful to me. These are things I care about. don't know. Well, I think I have fun. I don't know.
So
Well,
we were
we'll
talking
be meeting, and I'm really sorry. I don't know though.
I was talking about the
We covered that, right? Like we kind of,
what?
like you know, the experience of knowledge and needing to have like different kinds of emotions in order to contrast that, so that we can like reconnect to God eventually. Like I feel like we've talked about it. Yeah.
Where was I going with that though? I had another thought that I wanted to get into, but oh well, I was just saying Yeah, okay. So I was talking about getting into a car accident.
Oh, yeah. Okay, my
Okay,
bad.
so I was driving and this guy was flying up. I thought, you ever drive on the highway and you see like those people just like racing past you, like swerving in and out
Getting out
of
of the, yeah.
traffic. So I thought he was just doing that.
That's all it is like thinking you're gonna die all the time.
Yeah, so he, instead of him swerving around me, he just hit me at like 100 miles an hour in the back. And like I saw it coming, you know, everything went into slow motion. I like my truck like spun like 3 times and then hit the barrier. You know,
Wow.
I had the quick second thought of like, oh, I'm gonna die, like
Oh my God, no, I didn't
whatever.
realize it was that bad. Like you made
Yeah,
it
and
sound
I
like you got rear-ended. Maybe that was just my interpretation because you sounded fine afterwards.
Yeah, I was fine.
But you weren't really because you got hurt, you got injured.
Yeah, my back's kind of messed up, but I'm all right.
You're such a man. Like it's fine. I just fucked up my back real good. It's okay. It's all
Yeah,
good. It's like it's
but
probably not comfortable. It's probably if it's worse than it was before, that sucks. That means you got hurt. Like that's not cool. Like fuck the car. Like I mean I've had plenty of like, oh my God, I don't even want to say it, but yeah, no, like yeah, that sucks. But what you had the thought that you were gonna die.
Yeah, so like afterwards, I was like high because I was like I realized like I like love those type of experiences though.
Oh yeah.
Like as
The
so
adrenaline,
like no,
the
but like people always are, you know how many people are like, "Oh my God, that's so horrible," and stuff like that and blah blah blah, and I was just like I
I
felt
don't
you
want to do that again.
yeah, like you as long as you know you're not gonna die, like
If you could know,
if
only you
you
could.
could know you're not gonna die, I would sit on that ride all the time.
Sure, yeah. And I think
Because
that's
it's
why
such
people
a,
like good roller coasters.
yeah,
You know?
because it's such a, it's like such a rush, and it's like you think
Me not
about,
like roller coasters.
you
I
don't like roller
did
coasters?
when I was younger. I think I've talked I know I've talked about this before because I had a recurring nightmare about roller coasters, and it would be like different every time, but it always involved a roller coaster. I mean, it's very like obviously symbolic. Like the you know what you call an emotional roller coaster, like that's what was going on in my dream. But yeah, no, I don't think I like them, but that's why people I think that's why I liked it as a kid, because I just like I couldn't get enough. Like I just wanted to experience like everything to that extreme when I was like younger.
The range of emotion.
Yeah, just like I feel things intensely, and yeah, it does sort of make you high to like feel something really intensely. And I think that's why people get into like toxic relationships, because it feeds that like desire to, and yeah, you get addicted to that like rush of fight or flight. Like, yeah, I don't know. I imagine that's what you experienced when you got hit. There was like this you the rush of adrenaline and like combination of like fear and acceptance and I don't know. Also just like wondering what's gonna happen next is exciting. Like
Yeah.
not knowing if you're gonna be okay at all or if you're gonna be okay, but it's like I don't know. That's just like even though it's a scary thing, and I'm sure like your family would be concerned, and all of that stuff, but like, yeah, I could see wanting to do it again a little bit.
Yeah,
Definitely.
I don't know, it just made me realize like how much you like, you know, like maybe there's other emotions that I like feeling that I think are negative, even though, or, you know, like at the moment you might not like feeling them, but like the layer of intensity you like
Please.
feeling, you
Yeah,
know?
absolutely. I think that makes a lot of sense. I think that's why people like like think about like I don't know, like I mean horny is a fun feeling to have, but like it's kind of it's like why people are drawn to being like dirty and nasty and kind of like taboo, like weird shit. Like, because it's just, it's like, even though you wouldn't necessarily want to see someone else do that, or you wouldn't necessarily like want to do any like anything like dirty or gross in your real life, like you don't want necessarily someone to piss on you for real, but the idea,
that's where you went.
Idea of saying that just like is and wanting that feels kind of dirty and bad, and like that's fun, like that's a, you know, like that kind of whatever, but you wouldn't really want to do it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you want to get pissed on, I don't know.
No,
maybe if you do, that's fine.
I feel like that's like, gross.
It's not my thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, not, you know. I'm just saying, I get the, like, I get the appeal of, like, things like that. That's an easy example, but, you know, or, like, calling someone daddy, like, that's weird. It's fucked up. It's really fucking fucked up, but everybody does it. It's, you know, yeah. It's common. Like, people want to feel, like, kind of weird and
yeah I mean I was going with like anger.
I know I don't know why you went there, but
you went pissing on people.
See what I mean? It's like my the connections that I make, the analogies that I, the patterns are, yeah, like connections I make in my brain aren't always like, it's like, yeah, maybe that's not what most, like, yeah, I don't know, it's not,
no,
what
I mean, I always used to judge myself because I thought it was like a power move in a sense, like a strategic way of being for me is like pushing people to where like they don't feel comfortable. And uh-huh. That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't. It's just like anything. Like, I think like
you just want to provoke people.
Well, I think like I think about it a lot in work where I push people certain ways to just see like, you know, if they're not thinking logically, then like I'm kind of in control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like or like you know, you make people pissed off, or you antagonize people in certain ways. Then yeah. Like then they're more reactionary, so they're not coming from the right place.
It's entertaining, I guess.
But I also think like I also like the feeling of like people kind of, you know, and I think I do that in all aspects, even if I'm working with somebody.
I know you told me about like what you did to your mom over Christmas.
What did I do? I forget.
You had like Luke play like blast an air horn.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, you gotta
whenever she would say something problematic.
Yeah, no, he has like a I got him like a DJ mixer.
Yeah.
And it comes with like air it comes with that like comedic like
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So like anytime she was telling me about like how messed up her family was, and anytime she said something like messed up, I would make him play the horn.
Oh, she's like talking about how like messed up other people are, but then she goes and says some crazy shit too.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just like my whole life, my mom like praised her family, and now it's like backfiring because none of them talk to her anymore. You know. Meanwhile, the whole time I'm saying they're assholes, they're not. You know.
Mm. Well, she had to find out in her own time, and the longer you, like, it sounds like she probably knew on some level and felt a strong sense of loyalty to her family. And then, like, years and years and years go by, and she starts to, like, see the cracks in the paint or whatever the word is. And, or cement. What's the phrase? Like, the idiom? Like,
pavement?
Cracks in the pavement?
Maybe.
That doesn't even sound right, but maybe it's, somebody tell us if that's right.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? So, you know, but she'd held on to this, like, loyalty for, like, however, you know, 60 years or whatever. She's probably even more mad when she gets disillusioned and betrayed by her family that she's, you know, felt like she's been really good to. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but my problem is like, like all my uncles, like I used to work for my uncles. They would screw me with money and stuff like that.
So you know.
And like I always said they were assholes and I wasn't worthy of like being heard. And now all of a sudden you want to say they're assholes.
Oh, now you agree with me? Ha, yeah. Ha.
So now I'm like, oh, I'm going to hang out with them more now.
Literally, you know, like, everybody has that. I have that experience of my parents for sure. And you want to take it. I want to take it personal. I want to make it. I kind of want to go down the like, oh, well.
Yeah, but it is.
Just me when I pay, like when I said that. And now you want to come and act like you've got. You, like, you know what's going on. I don't know. It kind of offends me. But then at the same time, it's like probably on some level you planted a seed that helped them like learn something about themselves. And I think that's what you're supposed to do in relationships. You know, like you're supposed to like.
Yeah, but fuck that.
And like see, be able to see like, yeah, maybe they don't hear you right now, but you know that you had an influence. You know that you like. Like, maybe they didn't hear you in the moment, but they heard you at the end of the day, like, ultimately, you know.
I know, but that don't feel good.
It feels like, why the fuck, like, why didn't I?
No, you know what? It actually feels worse.
You think so?
I think so, because if you're not, if you're not getting heard, like, who cares, in a sense? But now it's like, when they're finally breaking through, it's like you were kind of dismissed. You know?
Yeah, no, it feels more like it feels more personal that like, why couldn't you have heard me when I was, you know,
13?
Like, kind of, you just don't agree, period.
Yeah.
But at least like stick to that. Don't come and change your mind later. Yeah, I understand. But I think I've come to terms with it being okay. And like, maybe that's just part of like trusting the process. Like, you cannot make somebody see something that they're not ready to see. And that's okay. And when they eventually do probably figure out that you were right. I'm saying this as someone who's usually right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm usually right. Especially about people and like, you know, just, yeah, like about people I have in my life. Like, I'm usually right about them or like how they're actually feeling or what's really, you know, what's really bothering them. Those kinds of things I'm usually right about. But, you know, it causes conflict because people don't really nobody wants to be told like by somebody else what is going on with them. And like, nobody wants to be called out like that. And yeah, if they're not ready to see it, they're not going to, but eventually they probably will. They just have to come to it in their own time. And that's their right. You know, it's okay. I don't know. I think that's one of my lessons in life. Is accepting that I'm not going to instantly get what I want. And I can't just like control other people. I can't I can't manage other people's feelings. Like, I have to like be okay with letting things sit and not having what I want. I don't know. I think I'm an impatient person by nature, and like something about like delayed, just, you know, conflict where the resolution is delayed or disagreements, you know, like having to be patient is definitely a lesson for me. I have a lot of people in my life that bring that out and, or that have brought that out in me, you know, like, or, you know what I mean? Anyway.
Well, I think like, I don't know. I think part of being like hypersensitive is like the shadow aspect, I think, is like trying to control everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's like you feel the weight.
I don't want to feel like this. So.
Well, I don't think people feel the weight, you know, like the rocking of the boat as much as you do, you know? So it's like you feel the waves of emotion much more intensely.
Yeah.
So it's like you try to, like, for me, I know I try to, like, control by, like, making everything perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or like, you know, like me, like I'm hypersensitive. So I think like, I'll do things or be super regimented just because it makes me feel like I have control over it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I know if I do this, I feel better. So I have to
But
do that every
you have to do that all the time.
I have to do that every
And you don't know
day.
how to be okay without that thing. That sounds like an addict.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But kind of. I was thinking.
But I think it's you're addicted to like balance. I'm not
Yeah.
saying it's good or
Everybody
bad,
has, yeah, their
but
things.
I'm
Like
saying like
some
I
people need
think
to
like
meditate for 45 minutes every day before they feel like they can be balanced, you know? Like some people need to like go get high. Like there's probably a, yeah, there is, there are better ways to cope or
Yeah, but
whatever.
how do you like so like everybody's kind of addicted to something.
Something. We've just like
No?
deemed certain addictions like acceptable and or
But I
self
think
improvement and
yeah, but I
others
think
just like
going back to like what we started with is
self-destructive.
like I think the real way to get out of that addiction type mindset is like to accept yourself fully. And accept yourself, you know, like go back to all we talked about is like if you wake up and you're out of balance and that's just where you are.
Yes.
Like today you can't find balance. Okay. Doesn't mean you
Do
have to go run 7 miles.
you... That does seem extreme, at least to me. Like, that would make me feel like shit. I couldn't do it. I know, like, there's no way. I could maybe.
Yeah, well, that's why I think suffering is just like a way of like proving your self-worth to yourself.
I think people do get high off of running. I don't know if you do, but
No,
like.
I mean, but I think the suffering aspect, it's like I think the suffering
How long
aspect
does it take
tells
to run 7 miles?
an hour. I
An
don't
hour?
do it. Actually, I've been rollerblading a lot more. Don't tell anybody, but I've been
That's
rollerblading a lot more.
very. I feel like that's really adorable.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, I like
If
rollerblading.
anybody asks me if I do anything gay, I usually say rollerblade.
It's gay. It's just like, it's just kind of like, it's, you don't see people rollerblading every day.
Yeah, I know,
Is
I like
that
it.
what I
I can't lie, I like it. I don't know
No, I
why.
think it sounds
And
great. Like,
even
not
gayer, I listen to
only
dance
rollerblading,
music too. Like,
but
it
of
makes it
course,
even more gay.
yeah. I like the idea of being able to roller skate. Like, I love how like people can do like really cool stuff on roller skates, but they're hard. Like, rollerblades are way easier to
Yeah.
use. Roller skates are like, I don't know. I don't have that kind of flow.
They're uncomfortable to me.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure. Anyway.
Yeah, where were we
Well,
talking about
there
roller?
was something I was gonna say about, because you were talking about being very sensitive and wanting to control things. And there was something about that that I had a point about. Anyway, I guess it must not have been that important because I've
Well, I
forgotten
was thinking about like, you
it.
know, talking about controlling, finding balance, right? And it's like the act of doing that is what also creates like the emotional novelty where you're like, I don't want to go too far this way. I don't want to go too far that way. By like creating those boundaries, it's what gives it an even like sharper spike in novelty, if you want to say.
I don't know if I know what you mean.
Okay, so like if you're going back and forth in balance, whatever you're dealing with in your life, you know, like I'll use me as an example, right? Like I'm working and I want to quit my job. I'll use that age-old thing. And like I go back and forth with like being stuck, wanting to quit, and like you create this boundary of what you think is right in terms of that. And then you kind of weave yourself in and out of the boundary, and that's what creates like the novelty. You know what I'm
Like it's
saying?
just like a, it's just like kind of a like you're managing your own experience of this emotion or whatever. Like it's
yeah, or like you were talking about horniness. Like I'm sure there's like
I did not use that word.
You said horny.
Okay, all but right. Horniness I can't deal with. Like that's not I don't even think that's a word.
Okay. What's the word then?
I don't know why it offends me when you put like when you put it like what is that called? Like that I don't know. Like when you yeah, to make it a
nisness?
A niss, yeah. Is that what is that like a
I am I
is that, what is that like a what part of speech is that?
I don't know.
Cause like well, I guess it's an adjective. I don't know. But that's not maybe, anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm just okay, saying
so,
about that makes it weird.
Anyway, there's like say like oh so socially so like socially there's like a certain level of acceptedness on levels of horniness, right? So like you contrast that with like say shame because you're like going outside of a okay, like yeah. of like a social construct, right? But it's that
just like it's just okay, yeah.
But the what I'm getting at is like the boundary is what creates like the emotional novelty. So like you're like if you have that boundary of like oh this is the amount of shame that you can have or like I mean this is the level of horniness you can have socially.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, so, like, some people can't read those cues, but sure.
But I'm saying, so like you have that level and then once program. You get to that level, it gets to that shame feeling.
Yeah. And you just, and then it's just something that like you want to do just to do it.
But I'm saying is like those boundaries are what's creating like the emotional shame. Novelty.
I don't know what you mean by that.
So I mean like, I guess novelty is like another way of saying like intensity.
Kinda. I don't know. I guess I thought you meant more like.
No, hold on. Let me. I'm actually Googling the definition of novelty because I feel like novelty is the word that came into my.
Yeah, that's the word you mean to use. That's why I'm trying to understand what it is that you mean because. I feel like I'm interpreting that word different.
Yeah, what is novelty? The quality of state of being novel.
Great.
Something new or unusual.
Yes.
So it like I was thinking of like in terms okay. of like
that's maybe a little different than what how I was interpreting.
But it's also like novelty to me was like I was kind of almost saying like complexity. You know, like,
yeah, okay.
Like Terrence McKenna talks about novelty and like psychedelics that like we would eventually come to like a singularity of knowing, right?
Yeah.
So when he talks about, he says the peak of novelty will lead us to like singularity. Mm. So like novelty okay. is almost like, like an awareness and an intensity together almost. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get okay. That thank you. That does help. That's
so it says something that provides an often fleeting amusement. So that yes. kind of yes. helps lead okay, to
that's
it.
That's what I was thinking.
So it's like it's like a deeper it's almost like a depth.
But that doesn't sound deep. No, that's the thing. I think that's where we're confused. When I think of something that is fun and fleeting and quote unquote novel, it's a sort of cheap experience. Like it's just like a, it's like, yeah, I don't know. It's sort of like masturbatory or something. It's like, oh, like that was fun, but like on to the next thing. Like it's minimally satisfying.
Well, because that's because, like, yeah, but that's what I'm, like, so like, yeah, it can be that, but I think it's like, that's why the with the boundary, it's like it creates that deeper level. Not necessarily deep in the sense, like, it's more of like
Well, I guess the feeling of singularity is a novel experience, and that it's very intense and it feels good, but it's also very fleeting, and it's not like a, it's not really a state of, it's not an extended state of feeling, right? It's like a kind of like, you have to be very present, you know, like you're in there, you feel it, it's great. I feel like I'm one with everything. And then the next moment, like, it's gone, and it's, you can't just access that easily, you know?
Yeah. Like, well, I think that's the, but that's the humanness. That's the human aspect of it.
Yeah, no, sure. Sure, sure.
Because it's like the contrast. It's always like an ebb and flow. You know, that's the nature of like duality.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it like, yes. Yeah. It's just the feeling of like, the way I was thinking of novelty was not as like a deep experience. Like, that's a little different than like the meaning that I associate with it. Like, I usually think of it as being sort of like a surface kind of like superficial. Like, novelty sounds superficial to me. Like, that's the,
well, I mean, in a sense it is. I mean, depth in the sense of like
like the same words, like totally differently.
Yeah, I guess, like, I'm thinking like
off. I feel like we're like not in sync today.
Really? All. I thought we were having a great conversation.
I think we're having a conversation. I just feel like there's like, I don't know. Maybe it's me. I just feel disconnected.
Maybe you have to find balance.
I could see how that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, so I
what
guess.
What about Jeffrey Epstein?
Oh, oh, good segue. Find balance with Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think
it's a universal. Everybody cares, you know.
Yeah, I know. So, what does that tell you?
It's kind of, I mean, there's something kind of gross about the rubbernecking, I think. Like how much people want to look at this like awful thing, and they almost like want it to be worse than it is. Like, or I couldn't tell you how bad it is. Like, I can't tell you the extent of whatever they were doing. It sounds really bad as it is, but it almost seems like people want to know more like juicy, shitty, like details. And that's sort of, to me, that would, they're just, yeah, they're like seeking some extreme experience to almost like make them feel bad. Like,
no, like, so I mean, I think
you want to get like rear-ended again and spin your car around a bunch of times. Like, not really, the odds of that are not in your favor. Like, that would not be smart. But I think, I don't know, talk about attracting an experience, like,
Yeah, no, I think, like, the thing with that is people want to, like, point their finger at something that's causing the chaos in the world instead of looking at themselves. So that's why
it's easier just to, like, be like, oh, all these evil people.
Yeah, we're all fucked up.
I just opened Instagram and it's like, the first thing it says, it's a picture of several people. One of them is Stephen Hawking. And it just, it's like, they're clearly just like on a deck at a table outside. And it says, greetings from Epstein Island. Like, I don't even know why that's funny, but because Epstein's not even in it. It's just like random people. And Stephen Hawking is like, I don't know. Like, he's like a,
yeah. But,
It how does it know? Like, everyone's, it's probably gonna, the news will die down about it here in like 3 days.
No, I think like just people,
they'll,
you
just
know,
bring it back up in a year or two, and then we'll have to go through all of this again in the time loop.
It's just a distraction, and I think it's something that, like,
Yeah, I mean, sure. But what's it a distraction from? Just any everything, like.
Well, I think I don't know. I think we're
I
just
think it's a deflection onto like a, you know, it's not so much about distracting you from the real truth of like what's really going on. I think it's more about like deflecting looking over here at these problems. And I think that's what happens is like they just misdirect us all the time. Like, oh, you know, I don't want to talk about Israel, but you know, like what's going over on over here and Israel or Ukraine, like focus on that for a while. Oh no, now all your problems are, you know, immigrants or oh, over here, like now the problem is pedophiles. Like it's like just sending us around like looking for what the source of the problem is, and it's really just like way more complicated, and it's something that's more within us as a society than it is like these, you know, external. Yeah, like these external forces or like events. It's just really like our individual beliefs about ourselves and humanity that creates all the evil in the world, but it's way harder to conceive of that and or to take responsibility than it is to like, you know, put blame over here and then put blame over there and just
Well, that's
constantly
why, like, I think you have to
looking
look,
around.
you gotta look at things without being programmed or like conditioned. It's like, yeah, nobody wants all these illegal immigrants just flooding our country. But like, if you're looking at it from like the humanity aspect, like if people are like leaving their country to sleep somewhere in a tent, obviously like
There's
something's
something
not.
really bad going on down there. So,
Yeah, like
yeah,
it's
if you
not.
want to come be an, you know, somebody who like an undocumented person in America, like that's not easy. That's not fun.
Yeah, so like if
Who
they're.
wants to do that to their children? Like, you know, unless it's really not, unless it's really bad, like, or unless there's a need for it.
So that's why, like, you have to see
You have to, yeah,
behind.
you got everybody's perspective, right? Like,
Yeah, behind the curtain. Like, why are they making it like they're flooding our country? Like, whatever's happening, right? Like, the perspective they're sharing is that, oh, they're flooding our country. They're destroying our country. Is somebody going to do something about this? Oh, this person's horrible at leading the country because look what they're doing, blah, blah, blah. It's like they're just trying to get into your emotions. They're not trying to
yeah.
talk to you.
There's not like logic there. They're playing on your like feelings about it and using like words that make you react a certain way. But that's the same thing with like the Jeffrey Epstein stuff. Not that like, I mean, yeah, I've been following this like story and like I just think people don't have a lot of critical thinking about it and they just want like yeah, they want there to be this like big bag monster that like explains why our government is so corrupt because like actually all of these people are like, you know, they're in a cabal and like doing sacrifices and you know, like why would you want that? Like why would you want to make up that story? And it's like even though I don't know, like I guess
Well,
we don't really want to face ourselves, not to say that I don't want to rule anything out, okay? Like maybe that is what's going on. I just think like to feed that, like what does that say about you and like what you believe about yourselves and like yourself
well, I
and
mean, it's
a whole.
to me, it's always been like a manifestation trick, and that's what I always thought of, like
No, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
in terms
What
of like the
are
what was I gonna say? Like,
Sorry.
oh no, like the like how the music industry always like had this like secret worshiping of like the devil or something, right?
Oh
It's
yeah, sure.
like, oh, this is an evil people, these people are evil, they're rich. It's like you don't want to be rich because then you're evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the
And
same
then, like,
thing, like.
looking at taking like Black Sabbath or something and deciding it's satanic, or
Yeah.
Manson is why it, like, Columbine happened.
Yeah, and then who's to
Oh
say,
my
yeah,
gosh.
but who's to say it's not, it doesn't go the other way either? Like, say these people portray themselves as devil worshippers just so they can manifest being in the elite class.
Or who's to say that, like, they're just expressing or representing something as an artist, and you're the one defining it, you're the one deciding that it's satanic. Like, that maybe isn't their point at all. It's like, it's a mirror, you know. I think that's what a lot of artists are
Well,
doing.
yeah. So if
It's like
you
providing
view,
a mirror. So if you want to project that onto them, like, what does that say about you and what you believe?
well,
Like,
yeah. If
maybe, I
you're,
mean, you know, like, obviously somebody like Marilyn Manson, like, wants to push the fucking boundaries and, like, sort of like what you were saying, like, just like, yeah, like, go out, color outside the lines in a way that, like, creates this, experience that's unusual and kind of like not usually acceptable to other people. He's just trying to, like, show you what that might be like, and then you're putting all this other meaning onto it. Like, you're putting in the subtext. He's just trying to, like, express something that, like, people aren't used to and be kind of antagonistic in a way, right? Like, I don't know. And maybe he's really a Satanist. I don't know that much about him. Apparently he raped some people. That's shitty, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I don't want to be like, I don't want to, like, come off as some kind of Marilyn Manson defender, because I'm not and I don't care. But he's just like a very, like, some obvious example of someone who, like, would get called, like, satanic. But I don't know what he's ever done that's satanic necessarily. Like, I
He
mean,
removed his rib, right? Or
no, that's a rumor. I don't think that's true.
he did
Maybe
have
he
the.
did, but, like, I don't, that seems.
He had breasts for one of those, his songs. I remember that,
Yeah, there's a video where he's like kind of like a fembot, sort of. Like,
yeah.
it's not feminine though. Like, that's the thing, is like, he has these prosthetic breasts, but it's not like in a sexy or feminine or, like, even, like, beautiful way. It's kind of like
Listen, you
in
want to
this
talk about a side
robotic,
a
like, weird way. It's like
Yeah,
alien-ish,
but think about how much of
where, you
a
know, you can put it into whatever.
psyop he is. Marilyn Manson?
Oh yeah, well,
Come on. Where did that name come from? Like, he's total, like, propaganda. Whatever.
I'm sure. No, I'm sure. But that's the thing. It's like, may so you're right. Like, maybe it is like they're just people who are there to, like, feed. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to think everything's a psyop, though. I don't want to think that everybody is just doing things to, like, make us react a certain way.
Well, that's why it's like hard. That's why, like, this whole episode we're talking about all this stuff that, like, it's like, you want to both be, enlightened enough to step back from the dream and realize it's a dream, but you want to be human enough to experience emotion without getting sucked into these, like, traps, whether they're conscious traps, unknowing traps, but, like, getting wrapped up in these
Trap.
emotional identities, you want to still sit in the dream a bit and just kind
Yeah,
of let it.
I feel like I'm always shifting and changing what I'm interested in, or, like, what I'm attached to. Like, yeah, to yesterday was like, I a Satanist, maybe. Today I'm, a woman of God. Like, it's it just depends on, like, what. I don't know. I feel like all of that is fleeting. And yeah, I don't know. There's the attachment to identity, like, whatever people are feeling in this era with the trends that we have and the things that we care about as a culture. Give us a year, it'll be something, on to the next thing. It won't matter. So to, yeah, I don't know, to invest too much energy and identify with it too much, like, it's, you're gonna feel differently about it. There's no reason to like get too caught up in being like a Republican or being worried about other people being Satanists. Like,
yeah,
like, give everybody room. Like, they're gonna send a, things come and go. Your ideas, like the things you care about, change. At least mine, I think I, yeah, I'm quickly moving between like what, whatever I'm focused on. I'm hesitant to like be too sure of anything because we don't know anything. I don't know. Do you?
Not really.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's just, yeah, I can't get too, I can't double down on anything because chances are I'll feel differently in a week when I get more information or have more experience. I'll probably change my mind or I'll get bored and want to move on to something else that's more important, which, like, that's what we do. Like, the news cycle, all of it, it's just like producing reactions to this or that thing constantly. But by 2 weeks, you don't even remember what you were mad about, you know? Yeah, you don't remember what you were mad about 2 weeks ago. Now you're mad about this thing. But so does that, it just, to me, it means like everything is, has less meaning because we're so quick to like forget it.
Yeah.
You can't get too worried about Epstein and his elite like cabal.
Yeah.
You probably aren't going to think too much about that in 10 years.
Yeah. Just live the dream.
Yeah, live the dream. Be in the Matrix.
Or don't.
You can be in the Matrix. I mean, you are, so, get, like, or if that's what you believe, you are, so.
Yeah. Well, let's close on that.
Sure. Sounds good.
All right. Follow us at Spiritual Graffiti Pod on Instagram.
Yeah, you can subscribe to us on Spotify and Patreon. The links will be in the description.
Yeah, like, comment, share. Get us out there. We appreciate your love.
Yeah.
See you later. We love you. Bye.